Hey everybody, happy week three. It is good to be here with you. So many of you already here, you organized people. I went to the wrong Zoom link and was just talking to myself for a few minutes. Always good, great way to start one of these calls. We will just give it a few seconds for Zoom to let everybody in and we'll get started. So many good questions this week, guys. So many, it was really, really hard to choose who to talk about this week. And so if we don't cover your question, and it's still not answered when you've listened to everyone else's stuff this week, do go and resubmit it for next week. Like, you can literally just copy and paste it back in and I will know, because I obviously read all the questions, I'll know that you've resubmitted it and I'll prioritize answering you next week. I'll always do that. So apologies if we don't get to you today. Before we kick off, I need to remind you all about the styling workshop tomorrow that me and Sundari are doing. I've put all the details, you should have an email with them, but I've also stuck it up in the Facebook group. There's a little list of just really simple props that I've suggested if you want to join in alongside us. You could just come and watch, but if you want to join in and style while we style and like have a go and create a picture right there on the call, then there's a little list I've sent out. It's just a few things that you can gather up in advance, like a cup of coffee and a book and some leaves that you've found on the side of the road, that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be fun. I have a feeling it might be slightly chaotic because it's the first time we've done it and it's going to involve lots of like back and forth and cameras on tripods and all sorts of things, but fun, definitely fun. So hopefully you can join us. Okay, let me share my screen and we can get started. Here we go. Give me a thumbs up if you can see Maria's account. Awesome. Okay, so Maria, some of you might remember we had a chat with Maria in the Facebook group because, in fact, are you here, Maria? That would be a good place to start. So you were the one who broke the record for this class with the most Instagram accounts.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
And now we're down to one, is that right?
Tentatively, yeah. I've put the messages on all of them apart from my art one saying this account is no longer active because I can't manage six accounts. So yeah, I've actually got nine, but yeah, the other ones are not active. So I have put that message on there, on two of my accounts. I think for me the biggest thing is the transition at the moment, because I wrote my bio yesterday and I said I needed help with my bio, but I kind of put it together, so I'd love to have your comment, but I think for me it's going to be about how do I now transition to a different look, because I've never really posted images that are personal on here. This is all my clients, and it just feels like a massive leap, you know.
I think there's two things I want to talk to you about then with this. First of all, bio looks great. Love that you just, like, you were hoping for someone to tell you what to do, but you went in there and did it yourself and nailed it. The only things I would say is I would love you to have your location in there. Okay. Just because as you are a real life photographer, like, you want people to know. Oh, have you?
Yeah, on my phone you can see it says Winchester, Hampshire.
Oh, awesome. It's not showing. I'm on the desktop version. Let me look on my phone.
I'm on the desktop, but I can see that it's not showing for you, but it's showing on my phone. So it's giving my postcode and where I am.
So business account, of course, right? So sorry, I didn't. Yeah. That's fine. No one's looking on desktop except me.
So do you think is the picture icons I'm confused about? It looks a little bit like, you know, the little camera, the little
I think they're cute. I like them. What does everyone else think? Say in the chat box what you think. What I will say is be wary of using, you know, you've got like a decorative typeface, like a decorative font.
Yeah.
Now, the way they work is they're treated like random characters, so like almost like emojis, which means Instagram can't read any of that when it's indexing you, putting you into its searches.
I'll change that.
So I would just go with straight up text. And also for anyone who's like using a screen reader or has accessibility problems, they can't tell what it says either. So
that's really useful, actually, because I'll be honest with you, putting it into all those fonts, and I started doing it with my post as well, has been nothing but pain in the backside. So so that's less time spent on that for me.
We've gained accessibility for everyone. And yeah, because you're missing a trick there, just because that's, you know, how Instagram knows who to show you to. So if you can't read any of that stuff, then you're probably going to miss out. So that's all I have for your bio, like, I think. Awesome. Okay. And then the second thing, this thing about kind of, it feels like a huge task for your grid. Tell me why.
I think because as a photographer, I have a look, and I've been doing this for such a long time, and most of my business comes from existing clients, referrals, and like I said, if I post on Instagram, usually I'll get probably between 1 and 3 inquiries, of which one will book. So I think that the scarcity, the fear, obviously at the moment, you know, I need the work, even though my long-term vision is to come out of the industry of photographing people, I'm telling myself the story that if I post stuff about a piece of art that I've done, that the people that are following me don't really care. and maybe, I know it's a story I'm telling myself, and I have got a post ready to sort of transition. But even as an example, I have at the moment 6 images I need to post, which are quite stark black and white portraits of NHS workers. I was involved in a collab, and I did a project where it's celebrating the NHS workers through COVID. So they're in their NHS scrubs, and they're sort of quite, you know, stark. And then I've got this picture of a red tree talking about transitioning their account to being more homely. They just don't feel like they go. But at the end of the day, I think I've just got to say, does it really matter? So I'm sort of daily getting a bit braver and making small adjustments. But I think the transition is one thing, is the colours. I mean, I mix black and white and colour, which doesn't sit with myself very well, but I like to show a variety of work. And the grids that I love have always got a look. They're always like, it's either that they've got some sort of tonal feeling, yeah, you know, PSPO feeling. And if I apply that to my photos, that's not how I process my pictures for my clients. So how can I still retain posting the pictures for my clients in the way that I process, which is very natural without any effect, and then start putting the other stuff in, which for me, I think I like the effect. I like the feel of a grid being, I can't really explain it, it's a feel.
I know what you mean though, that kind of a bit more stylized with the editing process and kind of creating that mood around the picture.
Yeah.
Have you got to the section yet where we talk about grid planning in this week's course? No judgment in the answer.
No, I am a little bit behind, I'll be honest.
I think that might be a really helpful place for you to start with some of this. Just thinking about, like, first of all, where do you put things? So if you're going to do black and white images and color images, it might work if you alternated, for example, like this one was black and white, this one, and these two.
Yeah, this scroll down, I used to do that, I would do like 9 black and whites and then 9 colors.
I would say rather than do them in blocks, I would drip feed everything in. So like in a 9, you would have 1 black and white, 1 color, 1 black and white, 1 color, 1 black and white, 1 color.
Oh, okay.
Or like 1 black and white, 1 that showcases a backdrop, 1 color. But like have a rhythm to it.
Okay.
So that you're never going too long doing one kind of thing, because that fear you have that like, oh, if I do like art posts, people might not like it. If they're only ever one post away from something they do like, they're gonna stick around. But if you go 9 days posting something that's not interesting to them, they may unfollow you.
That does make sense. Okay.
I think also a really fun thing for you to play with could be showing your work in a different way. So what I mean by that is, at the moment you're just uploading the pictures and showing us the pictures straight up, but could you play around with printing some of them? Like I was thinking, if you had a wall that had some of your photos on, some of your artwork prints on.
Yeah, so you mean mock-ups?
Well, mock-ups, or you could do it in real life, like either way. You could even shoot your own mock-ups and then start dropping stuff in. You know, you can, it's very cheap online to order like a set of like Polaroid style prints of some of your photos, like some of your favorites, and then have them on a table, you know, like, those could be the ones where you can start to bring in a bit more mood, because they're not just the product. It's almost like these photos are your product, if that makes sense. Yeah. You know, we talked about not having straight up product shots too much.
It's like a gallery.
Keep them in the mix for sure, because they're converting to sales for you. But I feel like we have this problem when we look at, like, you know, family portraits, that unless you have a connection with the people in those pictures, it's very hard to have a connection with the image. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is just someone's cute kids.
They only matter to them.
Yeah. Whereas if you had a table and you had, like, you know, 6 or 7 prints of different families, you know, capturing all that diversity, and you were like, you know, just looking over the family portraits I've done this year, really organic way for you to talk about what you do, you could still make it carousel and put all the pictures in there so people can see the actual quality of your work close up, but the cover image would showcase it as more of like a story, a moment.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And what about transitioning to the whole art? Because Maria Mary Art, which is literally just pictures of my art, the same thing pretty much applies. And I think the fear is mixing, but I'm going to be brave. I think I'm going to do it. I think...
Like, you don't know until you try it, do you? No, you just can't know until you try it. And be wary that your brain will want to look for any sign that it's failing.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, well, no one inquired today, so clearly you're like, it says I've lost 5 followers, I have to abandon this and start a new account. Like, that is where your brain will want to go. But commit to it. I would say commit to it for a time period, commit to giving it your best shot, and then evaluate. And don't really look for the results until you get there, because day-to-day fluctuations are not...
No, they're not data. I think I just have to be brave.
Yeah, well, you already are.
You work it out on the way, and it's funny because, you know, I tell other people the stuff you've said to me about acting from a place of scarcity and fear, and I've been sort of doing it myself all along, which is ironic, really, isn't it?
That's what we do. It's so much easier to see it in someone else than it is in ourselves, which is the whole point of having, like, communities like this, isn't it? You're not alone in that. I do exactly the same thing too, which is why I have a coach. Like, but I think it's the same thing. Like, show us your art. And if you were in that habit of, like, showing us your camera setup, showing us your gear, showing us your computer and your editing today, showing us, like, how you plan a shoot and, like, the shot lists you maybe come up with, or showing us, like, the photography books you're reading, showing us your prints, showing us albums, showing us stuff on the wall, and then your art feels like a part of that story.
I mean, I've just been to the wholesalers and I got a bunch of flowers that I'm going to photograph for my fine art prints. Then I'm going to build a flower swing for the digital backdrops. And then I'll probably use them as inspiration for an alcohol ink art painting. So I guess all that could be put into a poem.
And it will be so seamlessly, like, cohesive in the feed, because the colors will be the same. Like, that will be the thing that punctuates it through the feed. How much content? This is one of my favorite things. I'm like, you go to the florist, you take pictures and you stories it, and you come home and you, like, take pictures of them on the table before you get them out of the, and put them in a vase. Then you have pictures of them in a vase, and you have pictures of the craft you do with them. And, like, how much content can you get from something as small as a bunch of flowers?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I have no idea where this is going to go, but I'm looking forward to seeing where it will. It's going to show itself in the process, I guess. So thank you.
It really is. Creativity takes courage, so you've got bags of it.
Thank you, Maria.
Okay. Mary, are you here today? Unmute yourself and shout hi if you're with us.
Hi.
There you are. How are you doing?
I'm on my phone, so I hope it's okay.
Perfect.
You can see me.
Tell us a little bit about what you were asking.
So, I started my account when I was living in Scotland, but I really live in New York now, and I have for a while. And now we're moving to California. I was supposed to be going to Scotland for my 30th birthday, which is Election Day. I exchanged that flight for 2 one-ways to California instead, where we're going to be moving in next door to my parents in what was my Scottish grandma's house. But I'm kind of struggling. I feel a bit stuck trying to find this, like, through line between, like, Scotland, which is kind of my greatest inspiration for all my work, and then actively living in New York and moving, and then what will be California. So I'm just trying to find myself in all that, I guess.
So what do you think your people that you have right now follow you for?
I think mostly for the Scotland pictures. I do have a few printmakers that follow me. We kind of just chat about printmaking, but I think it's mostly other people that photograph sort of the north of England and Scotland.
Okay. Because to me, I think a lot of the time when we follow an account that showcases an area, it's not about the area, it's about seeing the world. It's about that like armchair exploration that we get to do on our phones. And so when I look at your account, I don't think this is an account about Scotland. I think this is an account about how you see Scotland or see the world.
Oh, and so that's really good to hear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because someone else could be in Scotland and they would take a completely different set of photos, right?
Yeah.
This is unique to you. And I think that there is so much magic, there is so much value in the fact that you've gone from somewhere like Scotland, where the weather is a certain way, the climate, like the landscape, to somewhere completely different. And you're going to still be able to tell your story of how you see the world around you. Like New York, like show us what these pictures in New York would look like. Show us what these pictures in California will look like. I don't think people are going to go, well, I only like Scotland. It's the only place in the whole world I'm interested in seeing. Maybe a few people, but I imagine most people are going to go, okay, oh, Mary's in California now. She still takes beautiful pictures.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And this is why I always talk about like making sure that you're at the heart of your Instagram account, because when it's you, we'll follow you wherever you take us. But like if you were just like Scotland, like Visit Scotland's official account, that would be strange for you to then move to California. But to me, it doesn't feel strange at all. I'm just going to look in the chat box and see what people say. Looks very feminine and delicate. I'd love to see California in that way too, says Lorna. Yeah, like really unique voice. Alice says, as a UK-based person, I would love to see the difference in plants that might be in your new garden town. Yes, because you really got the eye for like the nature and the botanical stuff. Like, find that there. Show us like what a different climate looks like and what the wildlife is like. Miranda says, I agree with Alice. I'm in the UK too. I'd love to see everywhere you go, Mary.
Thank you.
In California. Be lovely to see them through your eyes. Alicia says, it's hard being true to the ground when you keep moving. I'm in the same boat. But just be true to you. That's my advice. Be true to you. And find the consistencies. I think the biggest challenge you're going to have is the light difference. Like, I found that just moving from Manchester to Yorkshire, which is about 40 miles, I was like, the light is different. It's making all my pictures different colours and different tones. So that will be probably, like, that would be the only thing I would find challenging, is like your editing might have to shift.
Yeah, luckily we're moving to the Bay Area, so it's pretty foggy there. So if I can try to get those mornings, it might kind of still fit the mood of Scotland, or I could maybe kind of easily transition with that or something.
Yeah, mix it in. And again, like, you can talk about that. You can be like, oh, this morning California looks like Scotland. But then an hour later,
yeah,
quite bright to see an hour later when the sun came out and how completely transformed it was.
I've thought about doing, there's some parts of California that look shockingly like Scotland, and I've thought about doing sort of like quiz days where it's like California or Scotland or something.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. And, like, you could totally like dress up some man in a kilt and be like, let's do all.
We've got a lot of kilts. My dad has them in the closet. He's got a yellow plaid suit, so.
Amazing. Get your dad on a hillside next to a cow.
That'd be great, actually.
I think like the tying it together, and the biggest obstacle really is you letting go of thinking Scotland is your USP. Like, that's the work you really need to do, and accepting that the USP is you. USP meaning unique selling point.
Yeah, no, I never thought of it like that. That's a really good point. Thank you.
Because flowers are nice, but someone moving to the other side of the world and having an adventure is even nicer.
Well, thank you so much. This was the last one I could make live, so I'm yes. terrified of like public speaking. I'm actually like shaking.
Oh, but, we're all friends here.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask while I might be able to catch you. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Mary. Thank you for finding that bravery. And yeah, keep us posted. Make sure you look in the chat box as well, because you've got some awesome comments from people there.
Thank you.
Okay, go have a deep breath. I'm going to mute you so you can relax. Okay, next we have Alicia. Are you with us today, Alicia? Shout out if you're here, unmute yourself. I've got your question here, if not. Okay, Alicia says, I would love to be considered as a service-based business. I'm a life coach. I struggle with knowing what visuals to post. In my business, I coach women who want to slow down and start living with more intention, meaning, and joy. While I try to capture lots of images that represent this to me, I often worry that it's not hitting the right audience in terms of promoting my coaching. I get overwhelmed seeing lots of other coaches use lots and lots of quotes and texts, which I've played with before, but not got on with, and doesn't feel like it fulfills me creatively like photography does. I've been playing around recently, but can't help get frustrated when I post a picture that doesn't relate to the caption. So this is Alicia's feed so far. So interesting. I was talking to another life coach just this week about, there's like a formula for a lot of coaches, isn't there, where you're meant to do, like, right now it's meant to be like the graphics and the quotes, and like you're meant to share a very specific type of post. But it's a formula that's, you know, one person's come up with and probably works for them, but if it doesn't work for you, it's not a helpful formula. And it's also, again, it's very restrictive. You know, it works right now, the algorithms will change, people's interests will change, it'll reach saturation point, and then where do you go? So I think you're wise to be really thinking about like what works for you, and especially because your coaching is so much about slowing down and having that intention in their lives, you want to showcase how that looks. It's like the perfect thing to be shooting. So I think you're doing a really beautiful job of it here. I would say the thing that will make it convert to coaching is you making lots of offers of your coaching, like not hiding from that. Even if that means at the end of every other post you say, if you'd like more help connecting with this in your life, I'm available for one-to-one coaching. Click the link in my bio for a discovery call, or however you do it. Like, getting good at being specific about that will really help you. The other thing that I think I would love to see in here personally, and this goes for a lot of service-based businesses, is kind of more of the behind the scenes of your work, because it's a really organic way for you to draw attention to your job and remind us what you do without feeling like you have to spell it out in the caption. So these ones are good. I can see that you've got these kind of ones of you working. I would love to see, and tomorrow's styling session will be perfect for this, like show us your desk. It might not be your real desk, depending on how photogenic your working life is. But it's that thing of like computer open, book open, notebook open, lots of lovely handwritten notes. Maybe you have worksheets you use with clients, and it could be like those in an attractive folder, and you've got some tea and you're in a cafe. Like maybe it's some books on a table and you're like, these are the books I'm recommending to my clients at the moment. What have you read recently that's helped you? All of that kind of like behind the scenes, this is what I'm reading because it's going to help my clients. Here I am like writing up my notes after a session, all of that stuff. Slow, joyful, sustainable. I feel like it will fit really well with your feed. You've got a really great eye for these pictures. You'll know how to style it. And it just keeps it feeling like this is a feed about a coach. Like we know as soon as we look at it that you do some work that is around like self-development. Like how can you tell that story visually so that we don't have to read anything in order to know it? And I think that's what's so tempting about that like coach formula of the graphics is we know that when we land on one of those pages, it's a coach's page, but that's not the only way to say that. And there's so many much more fun, nourishing, creative, and like full of connection ways of doing it. And I would guess that the people who want to start living more slowly and want to start connecting more with themselves will find a lot more to resonate with on a page like this than on one of those kind of hashtag girl boss type coach pages. So that's what I would say for you, Alicia. I'm going to read out some of the comments for you as well, just so that you can grab them. So Alicia says, it's such a tranquil feed. Anya says, gives me a lovely feeling. I love these colours, and now I really want to go and watch the clouds with a cup of tea. Yeah, like giving us those daily check-ins with like ways that we can access this so that we have those tiny tastes of it from your feed and then we want more. Julia says, I love your feed, Alicia. Sarah says, I struggle with this too as I'm a yoga teacher moving into wellness coaching. Hard to know what to photograph, so this has been helpful. Sean says, would you be against sharing quotes, Sarah? Not at all, no. And I think, like, I love the way that you've done it here, Alicia. I feel like these are really in keeping. You just find a way that you do it. Quotes do really well on Instagram right now. Text-based, information-based posts are absolutely blowing up. So definitely not against it. Against it, though, if it doesn't feel right or if it doesn't feel helpful or sustainable to you. And finding, like, different ways of doing it. Like, my favorite way to share anything written is to handwrite it and take a photo of it, like holding up a little piece of paper or it's on the notebook in front of you. Like it doesn't have to be done in the formulaic way. Antonia says, this issue resonates with me too. My products are digital planners and the usual feeds I find are boring. Yes, Antonia, I read your question. Alicia, I love your feed and I followed it immediately. So same for you, Antonia, like, I think tomorrow's session hopefully will be helpful to you. It's thinking about like, A, what can you show it on? So iPad, iPhone, computer. And then what can you accessorize that with so that it feels like a really beautiful moment instead of just like, oh, here is an iPad and some pink flowers on a table, which I know like there's a lot of digital planner feeds that feel like that. I actually follow quite a lot of digital planner feeds. I really love seeing how other people plan. So it's very easy, I think, to make it compelling once you get into the swing of it. Oh, sorry, I'm out of breath today. My heart rate's like super high. Caroline says, beautiful color palette. Would love to see more about you and behind the scenes, as Sarah says. It makes it personal too, which I think helps people relate to a potential coach. I agree, Caroline. Like, the more we feel like we know you, the more we feel connected to you. A couple of people you might want to check out if you haven't already. Kate Simple and Season and Peter, who is, my brain's gone blank, Nourishing Soulfully. Both of them, I think, are Insta Retreat graduates, in fact. But they are both, they come to mind for me as like two coaches who are doing it differently and have this sense of like calm and slow living in their feed, and it makes you want to work with them so much. Claire says, your photos are beautiful. They are so calming, make you feel safe and comforted, perfect for a coach. Miranda says, weirdly, I've had the best engagement and click through from text-based posts. Yeah, they're really popular at the moment. And it's so funny because it feels like it was only 2 or 3 years ago when it was the opposite. And like my teaching would be like avoid text-based posts. People come to Instagram for imagery. They just didn't work and the trends have shifted. I'm making a podcast about this at the moment because I think the beauty of me having been on Instagram for so long now and teaching it for so long is I see these trends evolve. And so it's very easy right now. You come on Instagram and you're like, oh, well, I have to do the like, you know, the ones that are like, they look like a notification, but it's like something custom. Or it's those like swipe through infographics. You're like, oh my God, I have to do those. That's the only way to go on Instagram. But like 2 years ago, everyone thought the only way to go on Instagram was those like digital manipulation images that were like slightly wacky and otherworldly. And everyone was frightened that they couldn't do those. And it changes faster than you think. So there's always room to do what feels right for you. And ultimately, especially if you're a coach, that's going to be the thing that attracts clients who want to work with you. They're not going to come for the quote that you share that probably everyone else has shared. They're going to come for the unique stuff that you offer. Miranda, do you have any sense of whether text only or text with image background work best? Totally depends on your audience, depends on what they like. Like some people have branding for their text-based images. Some people I follow and love that I find personally so off-putting. Like it's so clashing colors and really bright and like if I found their feed and didn't know them, I don't know if I would follow them, but it works really well and it converts for them because their audience are into bright colors and kind of like clashing and loud and stuff. So you have to play around with it and figure it out. Find out what feels good to you and also what seems to work for your audience. But personally, I would completely click on these for sure. I think the way Alicia has done hers look beautiful, says Miranda. Completely agree. Would you recommend adding quotes to images rather than just a flat color background? Yeah, same question. Play around with it. Try them. Try a selection of both and see what the stats say. It's the only way to know. And it might change, right? You might just have it figured out. And then you'd be like, damn, now no one likes the flat backgrounds and I have to find some pictures. And I would say, like, always look for ways to stand out because we know it's a trend. We know a lot of people are doing it. How can you make yours different, both in content in terms of the words you're using, but also in how like attention grabbing it is on the screen. And I think that these do that really nicely. Okay, sorry, I'm talking your ears off today and we are halfway through already. So next we have Saoirse. Are you here with us today, Saoirse?
Yeah, hi Sarah.
Am I saying your name right?
Yeah, that's perfect. Well done.
So normally really bad at my Irish pronunciations and I have no excuse because my husband is Irish and both my families are Irish. So tell us about your amazing lighthouse and your question.
Yeah, so I bought a lighthouse keeper's house 3 years ago when I was living in London in a like really high-paced corporate role. So the story I've told the past 3 years has been about renovating it. So I renovated it while I lived in London. It's in Cork in Ireland, 200 years old, like a massive protected structure. So it was a story to crowdsource answers on how the hell I was going to do up this house. It was my first, you know, purchase of a home. And then, yeah, crowdsourced loads of answers, really renovated the house. So it's really been about the house and the renovation initially. And then it's turned into more, like I left the corporate world. So now it's about like escapism, freedom, luxury at home. So like a lot about it, of what I talk about is, you know, instead of spending loads of money on going to a spa, creating it at home. And I've started working with brands. So it just like it's been on like the Irish version of Grand Designs this year and a lot of the magazines and radio, like it's gotten loads of press, like, I don't know. So I've been like riding on the coattails of that, but I Airbnb it while I was living away and traveling. And so Instagram has been a great source of income for me for that, but I'll take it off Airbnb next February and move in myself. I guess I'm just changing the focus of the page to more, yeah, I guess it's more around lifestyle and I do consulting. I retrained as an interior designer. So it's lots of different things now. And that's why I went in this course to be like, what the hell do I do next? I'm at a crossroads at which direction to go.
Like, what's your eventual aim?
To do a product line, really. When I was trying to source stuff for Ireland, like in the UK, it's amazing the amount of interior stuff you can get, but in Ireland, it's not. So I was like, so I'm looking into like some product lines that might fit with the brand. And then as well as that, with luxury at home, it could be like, I was looking at seaweed baths that are, you know, made locally that I could sell, like things like that, that help with escapism that we all need a little bit of. So yeah, I guess as a product line, essentially is what I'm going towards.
And is the account about the house or is it about you as a designer who did the house?
I don't know. You see, I'm not sure why people follow, you know, like I would have thought it was for the house, but when I looked at, like, going through your exercise being great, because when I looked at the post that performed best, it's ones where I'm featured in them. I don't talk too much about myself on it, but I think maybe people would like to know a bit more. And like yesterday, I did some stories on, people were asking, could they see more about like the clothes I wear and the jewelry, like things that I hadn't thought of sharing. So I guess I'm crowdsourcing what I should do next too by using stories, but
Yeah,
it's not, like, not just about the house. My feed is mainly the house, but my stories is more like what I'm up to, what brands I'm working with, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because it sort of sounds like from what you're saying, like I'm not super familiar with like the other content, like the Grand Designs type stuff. So I don't know how that's been like angled, but I feel like the real story here is it's not just the house. It's like your story with the house, like your relationship with the house, how you've renovated the house and the style you've created in the house, Because like if you'd done it all up in like wall-to-wall purple, then I guess you would have a different audience on here who liked different things.
Yeah. Like, I think people like interiors, but I think they like the story behind it too. Like, I bought on my own, I bought from abroad. There's loads of things that people seem to like about the story.
Yeah, I think that. And that it's taken you from like a corporate job to retraining as an interior designer, which then makes sense that they're interested in all the other elements of your style, because it's you as the creator of this design and this style and this life.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's so many opportunities. I think, like, you know, I talk a lot about like the property market, about history, about protected structures. There's so many avenues I can go down that like it's hard to focus on what I should do. I don't know if anyone else feels like that, but yeah.
I don't think you need to narrow it down at all. I think you need to do all the things.
Okay.
I think there's room for it all, and you get to choose how and when.
Yeah,
like it could be in captions, it could be in Instagram lives, it could be in stories, it could be even be in reels. But like, you have this incredible bank of content that you can draw on, like the story of how you did it, the way that you did it, the way that you style it, the way that you find pieces, like all of it is relevant, and your audience is going to just want all of it.
Yeah. And the other thing, my actual question was that I'm not in the house day to day because I Airbnb it at the moment, so I'm not able to take day-to-day pictures. So like I do bank pictures, like I did this week, but yeah, I guess it's a little bit not on brand when I'm not in there, you know, I'm out and about elsewhere and going here and there, but I guess that's just life.
Well, and that's the problem if the account is about the house.
Yeah,
but if the account is about the person who created the house and the way you see the world and the style you've created, then it doesn't matter where you are, you'll be able to find that.
Okay.
Right? Like you could go to a restaurant and be like, hey, I really love the way that they've done the sinks in the bathroom. Or you could go for a walk somewhere and like pick some shells up and photograph them in your hand and talk about like something a bit more personal. Or like you could have your morning coffee and it can just be on a table. That's the thing, like, we don't have much, you've got a lot of big angle stuff because you're showing the interiors, but I think in your day-to-day life when you're not there, you could easily showcase smaller moments that could be anywhere, but still give us a taste of the lifestyle you've created.
Okay, yeah.
I think what's really here, like, when I hear you talk about it, I think you still kind of believe everyone's just here for the house, and if you do anything that's not specifically related to the house, that they're all gonna be like, well, we don't care. I think you need to work on that thought and believe that actually what they're here for is the whole package and your story.
Okay,
you are the thing that makes this compelling, otherwise it's just a pile of bricks.
Yeah, true. Okay,
and so tell your story. Tell how you did it, but also what else you're doing and like how you're going to move in there. And did you say in February? Like, tell the story of you working towards living there and what life looks like now, so we can have the juxtaposition of how it's going to look for you in future and have that dream.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just checking the chat box. You've got some really good stuff, so make sure you read it before we end the call. People relate to the curation. We all do the same for our homes. It's inspiring and aspirational. It's an inspiring story. It shows so much courage. Like, I think you could talk so much about like how you found the courage and the fears you had and how you overcame them and like the problems you had and how you overcame them. And like how it feels to be on TV and how it feels to have like 20,000 people looking at your home. And people saying they'd love to come and stay. It's beautiful. I think the house is a great way to show and introduce this product line, and your story is beautiful. Yes. And I think the product line will work so well if it's you, if you're part of the package deal, if you know what I mean. Like, this is a way to have you be their interior stylist in a small way, to buy something you've created.
Okay.
So don't hide yourself in here and make it all about the house. Make sure that they know that the house is beautiful because of you.
Okay.
Like, you're the value here. Inspirational story, shows so much courage. I think the question Sarah asked about what you most want in the end helps to answer the question. What do you want to get from the page? That helps narrow down what type of content suits this purpose, says Julie. Yeah. I'd be interested in all the ideas you mentioned: history, architecture, interiors, renovation. you and why you chose to do this, says Miranda. Love your page. Caroline says, as an interior designer, I totally agree. It's the story behind the interior that people love. Tell your story. So much good stuff. I can't read it all out, but make sure you check it all out. Someone's talking about Paula at Hill House Vintage and how she showcases her home in the story around it, and some other suggestions of accounts to check out. So yeah, give us more you. Give us more of your day-to-day beauty and inspiration, and don't feel like it has to always be specific to the house.
Okay.
Okay, keep us posted. I can't wait to see more. Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try and whiz through. We have Rebecca. Are you here with us, Rebecca?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Do you want to quickly talk through what your question was about?
Yeah, so it was a kind of a two-part question. First part was about engagement, because I don't know, just half the time I feel like I'm talking into a void. And I don't really know. I mean, I'm assuming that later in the course we're going to learn more about engagement.
Yeah.
The second part to the question was, I've got my first Instagram live on Saturday, doing an online market, which is also a first time for me. So I've got 15 minutes live on someone else's Instagram account to showcase my my work and my products, and I'm quite a nervous person. So just any tips?
Okay, amazing. I know Deb from Fabulous Places, who you're doing it with. Yeah. She's one of the first people I like mentored in Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She's a lovely woman. So awesome. So the way to do this is to really figure out the value. Like, what do people want to see when they watch you for 15 minutes? And don't think of it like you have to sell for those 15 minutes. Like, don't feel like you have to go, this is one of my pictures, and here's another one of my pictures. I don't know if that would be what you do. Please don't do that. Show them like the magic. Show them the mess of your studio. Show them like the work in progress. Show them like your favorite pieces. Show them your inspirations. Talk about how you make them, how long it takes you to make something, like all of that stuff, all of the stuff that makes it so valuable and interesting and fascinating, all the stuff that people who aren't artists don't know and would love to know and be fascinated to hear. I wonder if you should practice in the group. How would you feel about that?
Well, I can't move my screen around. I'm on my desktop.
Not right now. Don't worry, I'm not putting you on the spot right now. I'm more mean like in the Facebook group. If you could, like, you could just video it and put it up. Or you could like go live and talk to us. Does that make you feel sick with terror? Well, it's optional. There's no pressure. But it could be, because then you could get the feedback from everybody and they could tell you their favorite bits. And you know, this is a beautiful community of people who are rooting for you. And they could be like, oh, what was that? Show me that again. That looked really interesting. And you could get all of that feedback in advance.
Yeah.
So you could figure out what to focus on.
I emailed Deb to ask her what she thought would work best, and she said show people products and how they're used, or you know, how you can hang them. So then I had in my mind the opposite of what you just said.
Maybe there's room for both.
I don't want it to be boring.
Like, Deb will know her audience and what normally works, but I feel personally like if I sat down and someone was just showing me products, it would feel a bit like I was watching QVC, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I can like show you around the studio and not that it's a big space, it's just a room, but.
But show like your materials and be like, so these are the paintbrushes I use, and like, these are my favorite types of paints, and then take us into like, because then we see the value of it, right? Like then we see. I guess the other side of this is, what would feel most comfortable to you? What would feel most natural to talk about?
I don't know.
None of it.
I feel like if I was by myself, I could quite happily just chat away. It's the thought of other people being on the other side. And also, there's no feedback, is there?
Well, there can be. If it's Instagram Live, there'll be comments.
Okay.
So you can check in on that for sure. And you could say, I would completely say to people, not done one of these before, a bit nervous, talk to me in the comments so I don't feel like I'm on my own. Like, invite people to do that. That always helps me when I don't feel like I know. Like, I don't like the feeling of people watching and not getting anything back. I'm going to read you some of the comments here as well. I love seeing people's videos of them working like a real time or sped up. Do you follow Kate Gillies? She's a good one to follow for videos, says Alicia. Rebecca, I feel you on the nervousness. You're doing great. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just made you feel terrified because you thought I was going to make you do it right now. Really feel bad. That's, I would never. Miranda says, I felt your panic there. Go for it. We'll be there to support you and give you feedback. Yes. I completely relate to this. It's scary, but no, everyone wants to see you do well and hear what you have to say and show. It would be really great to know about your inspiration, the paints you need, the feel of the paintings. Francis says, love a studio tour, and my audience seems super interested in what I'm using and how I work. Catherine says, I'm always fascinated to know more about artists and all the behind the scenes stuff. I love work in progress more than finished work. Miranda says, what would you talk to a friend about? That's a really good one. Gina says, you can show your favourite art supplies, your favourite bits of your studio, etc. And Sarah says, ask friends to join in as you'll see their names pop up, which could be reassuring. Yes. Post the details in the group as well and we'll all come and cheer you on. And so is it part of, like, are there going to be lots of people through the day doing these lives?
Yeah. So you get, it's a 15-minute slot.
And where are you in that schedule? Is there time for you to see some other people's ones before you do yours?
I think it starts about 10 and I'm doing it at 11, so
okay, all right, maybe don't do that then for the hour before. I feel like that won't help you. Think about what you'd like to see. Think about, like, a product that's not something you know a lot about. Like, someone said that they sell digital planners, so, like, what would you love to see if you were watching 15 minutes of someone who makes digital planners, and then turn that into what you'd like to show other people? But so what day is it on?
That's Saturday.
What are we on today? So you could do a little Facebook Live in the group if you wanted.
Okay. I'll prepare myself.
So it's just an option if you wanted to practice on a stage.
Yeah, good idea. Because actually it's good to hear, like, from outside people, because I'm just in my head all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And we only know what we know, but other people can have other ideas.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I think the thing to know is, like, just doing it is a huge achievement in itself. And it doesn't matter what the end result is. Like, you're showing up and you're advocating for your work and you're showing your work. And Deb's audience are lovely and they'll all be really fascinated in whatever you show them. You could just stay on one picture for the whole 15 minutes and say nothing and they'd still be like, ah, beautiful, I'm gonna buy it. So make sure you read all of the beautiful comments people are sharing in the chat box for you. Maria says she was thinking about lives. Think going live in front of such a massive group feels very overwhelming. Could we create smaller focus groups, maybe people in the same industry, and just use that group to go live and get some feedback? Yes. So one of the things we do in week 4, in fact, is we put you into smaller groups based on shared industry. We give you, like, a little Instagram DM group so that you can kind of cheer each other on. So for anyone kind of waiting to do that, that could be a really good time to do it. You could just go live to your little cheer squad. I know that's not going to be helpful for you, Rebecca, though, because it's not before Saturday.
That's fine. I just mess up and then.
But I mean, the other thing is, like, if you went live in the Facebook group, not all of, like, the 1500 people who were in there would also do. Like, Facebook does not work that way. So,
okay.
But you could, you know, you can make a little Zoom link and just send it to 10 people. Mm-hmm. Who you think will get it. Lots of ideas, but I would practice if you can, because it will make you feel a lot more comfortable. And good luck, let us know how it goes. I'm so cheering you on. I'm so proud of you for, like, doing it and advocating for your work, and Deb will look after you, I know it.
thank you
Rebecca. Okay, Mitch, are you with us? Mitch?
Yes. Hello.
Everyone's here today. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Tell us about your question.
Well, I'm an illustrator and a designer, and my feed is mainly pictures of my illustrations. I sell a lot of cards, prints, paper-based products. And I'm struggling to find a way of bringing more photographs into the mix. It just seems completely at odds with what I normally post. And all these sort of lovely shots that you're talking about this week and getting different moods and all of it doesn't seem to relate at all to anything that I do. So I can't get my head around getting a more, I don't know, a bit more of a consistent feed really, and showing a bit more than just my illustrations. And I'm so scared of posting something different now that I'm not posting anything at all almost, because I just don't know what to post now. I'm out and about now, and I'm thinking a lot more about taking photos and being a bit more thoughtful about what I'm looking at when I'm taking my dog out for a walk. I like taking photos, but that part of it doesn't seem to relate to my business, my brand.
Is your work created, so there's a lot of pen and paper here. Is it created digitally or is it created?
It's mainly digitally. Sometimes I start off with a little pencil sketch of stuff, but I've been putting little doodles, little video doodles on for quite a while, and people seem to really like those. The engagement's quite good on those. But that's not really, that's just a side thing to, yeah. I mean, mainly I produce stuff on digitally. So.
And tell me about that. How is that with a tablet? Is it with a?
It's a mixture really. Sometimes I draw straight in Illustrator on my Mac, but I have got an iPad Pro now and with a pencil. So I have been doing a few more things on that. And then transferring that into Illustrator and then working on it and making it into the final illustration.
I feel like a really natural place to start, maybe with shifting to pictures instead of just the kind of digital imagery itself, could be just showing us that, showing us how you work.
Right.
Showing us your monitor with the work on it and nice stuff stuck on the walls around it and a cup of coffee in front of it. Giving us that kind of insight into how this work is made, because I, as someone who's not an artist, I don't know just from looking at your page how you make this work.
Right.
And I think there's tons of interest and value and magic in there. And then do you sell these as physical products?
Yes.
Like the cards. So photographing those in all kinds of ways would be really natural, it sounds like, and really easily fit in. I mean, my other question is, do you want to? Do you want to shift to photos? Or do you feel like this is working for you, just posting the straight up digital art?
Well, I can see the value in showing more of me and what I do. When you were talking to, I can't remember the lady's name, the photographer at the beginning, was it Maria? I picked up quite a lot of good points from how you were explaining to her about what she could do and how she could show a bit more of, work in progress and the background of how she comes about doing things. So I like that idea. But because my feed is just practically illustration-based stuff, I'm a bit worried about moving on to showing something that isn't illustration, because it just looks so different from everything I've already posted before.
Yeah. So I would dip your toe in the water by taking more photos of your illustration and of you illustrating. I think that probably will feel like a more comfortable middle ground. It could be just loads of your cards and a few bits you've printed out stuck on the wall. Big fan of the stuck on a wall thing, as you've noticed, if you've listened to this call. Your monitor, and we can see the work on the screen, those things I've said to you, an iPad, it could be you drawing on it, however it genuinely is for you.
Yeah.
Show that. And then if you want, you can make that carousel and you can still put the finished work on there as well for people who want to see the actual finished thing. But at least then introducing a bit more kind of distance from the work and a bit.
I did that with the third picture, the little plant. I've used some of my my sort of what I've picked up on the course to make a carousel. So I've got the plant, but that illustration came from me buying this plant and realizing that actually I'm not very good with plants. And then the third illustration is me actually illustrating it. But because I wanted the feed not to look too different, I put the illustration on the very first picture, but I don't know whether that was the right way around to do it. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think there's a right and wrong, but I think because this is new for you, I would love to see you putting it front and center and make your whole feed feel like a mixture. And, you know, we talked about, like, it could be one post that's illustration, one post that's like a photograph, one post that's an illustration, one post that's a photograph. So you don't feel like you have to, like, leap in. And if you did that and if you posted every day, you are a week away from this feed looking completely cohesive with the photos being part of it.
Oh, right. That's good to hear. I need that little push and that little confirmation that I can do it, because I'm just like, oh, I don't know what to do, so I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, it's so easy to fall into that. But you're an artist, like, this is going to be a breeze for you. And I love, like, how nice is it to see that whole process? And I would love this to be even a little bit further out. Like, I want to see some desk, I want to see some coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see a little bit more distance.
Take a step back, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, you could play around with, like, you know, this could be the photo, but you could print out the artwork and you could be holding it next to it and we just see your hand and the artwork just here on the side. Like, so much stuff you can play around with. Same for, like, you know, if you go out and you want to take, like, one of your cards with you and you're on that dog walk and it's beautiful landscape and holding up in front of it is, like, something that you sell. I think the more you get into it, once you start dipping your toes in, I suspect you'll have tons of ideas and it'll just start to flow.
Yeah, it's starting to now, because I'm being a lot more I'm noticing a lot more things around me and thinking, well, what could I do with this particular shot, and maybe I could tie that into something that I make, and, you know.
And that fear that you're going to lose people, like, we all have it whenever we make a shift, and you might, we always will lose some people, change, but you'll gain new people who want to see what you're doing now. And I don't know if I've already shared this in the course notes, but the analogy I use is, like, it's kind of like panning for gold. So you scoop everything up and it's full of, like, rocks and mud and stuff, and you need to keep shaking. So that all that's left is the gold, and that's the people who are going to buy your products and they're there for your real work. And
that's my goal. Yeah, I want to find engaged followers that are interested in what I do.
And you don't want to have to pigeonhole yourself into only being able to do one kind of post for the rest of your life because you're scared they're going to leave you.
Yeah, I'm sort of getting stuck into a bit of a rut, and I'm too scared to step to one side and think of something different. But I'm getting there. I'm beginning to take on board things that you're saying within the course. So yeah, hopefully I'm going to get there.
You are getting there for sure. And this is what's going to sell your work in a whole new way, isn't it? Because when we land on this feed, it's hard to feel connected to the human behind them and to feel like they're tangible things. But as soon as we see something like that, like, it's going to stick in your mind and you're going to think of you for commissions and think of you for all sorts of things. I'm just going to quickly check in on the chat box. There's some amazing stuff in here for you. Please, please read it all. People saying how much they love it. A flat lay or something from a bird's eye view would fit really well with your feed. I particularly like the most recent images. Saw your feed this morning. I love your graphics. Show us your desk, your colours, tools, or how you do your doodles in your office space. I'd love to see a flat lay of your desk, even with your iPad and tablet, and maybe the packaging too. Great idea, Francis. If you make paper-based products, you can photograph them in a scene and give them a mood. And the backdrop in your photos would give it consistency, says Emiliana. Definitely. Totally identifying with your fear. The way I look at it is, some followers may be lost, but new ones gained, and the ones gained are the ones that identify with the post, your post right here, right now, and that's all that matters. Yes, Maria, completely. And they're going to want to buy your stuff, and that's the end game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So much great stuff in there. I can't even read it all out, but please do.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. This group is amazing. And please let us know when you shared some new stuff so we can come and give you an Insta retreat digital hug. Thank you, Mitch. I love your work, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, Sarah, are you with us? You here, Sarah? Unmute yourself if you're here so we can hear you. Sarah's question was similar to Kezia had a question along the same lines. I know Elizabeth had a question along the same lines. It's come up in the comments over on Teachable as well. Talking about how to handle colour when you are a very colourful person. Very colourful, like, love this. She says, I'm struggling to balancing the huge colours I paint with which need to be photographed bold so clients can see how I work against real life, which is a bit less or a lot less colourful in comparison. When I drop a less colourful image into my feed that I want people to see, for example, a self-portrait or behind the scenes, rather than my bright art, it looks weird. It looks like I've added it in as filler rather than deliberately, and it really doesn't look good. I read in the section that we could reverse some of the tips for other accounts in that section, e.g. colourless, etc. But to be honest, I would really like to talk about how to make this work for a colourful account, as a lot of the photography and examples are not colourfully based. I think this is where I'm struggling. So, colourful people, come and share your thoughts on this. It's tricky because I can't see an example. Like, you've not got any up. I wonder if you've archived them of your less colourful shots, Sarah, because everything I see here does go, and you're doing this great job of, like, I love when you doodle over the pictures and stuff to make them feel like they're part of the story. That I think that works amazingly. Your editing will be really key as well, so like making sure your saturation is up like you've done here, and taking your work into the context I think works really well. The easiest way to do it is to do that, is to just keep the color accents in there. So, you know, if it's a self-portrait, make sure you're wearing the bright colours. If it's a picture of, like, your desk, it's a really colourful mug and a super colourful notebook, so that we've still got that feeling going through it. If you wanted to post pictures that were completely different, I would question if this is the place for it. And you know I'm a one-account kind of gal. I don't think everyone needs different, completely different accounts for different things. But if you're talking about something that's a completely different mood and a completely different side of you that you don't think belongs here, it could be something that has to go somewhere else. Or you can make use of carousels. So it could be, you know, like I'm thinking something like this, you could have the cover image that you've made colorful so it harmonizes, but then we could swipe and we could see other pictures from that walk that don't have to be as colorful and bright because they don't have to look like part of the whole grid, and they'll still be seen by everybody, they'll still be shown on people's timelines, etc. Mitch says, your work reminds me of Van Gogh. That's pretty high praise. Francis says, I'd like to see the art in people's homes, where it would sit in someone's life. They look beautiful on simple white walls, as well as stronger, more dramatic interiors. Jay says, I totally agree, paintings in quirky homes. Mary says, I found Sarah earlier through the Facebook group and I love the colour. I love the paintings and the landscapes too. And I don't feel the colour is lost in those, even though they aren't as bright as close-ups. I think a bright portrait with a pop of colour in your clothing could work, says Gina. I agree. Catherine says, my immediate thought when against the landscape is to make the landscape part black and white so the colourful art stands out more. Yeah, you could totally play around with stuff like that. Loving the beautiful colours of the feed, says Eleanor. Yeah, so homes could be a really interesting one, like playing around with more neutral backdrops. But I wish you were here, Sarah, because I'd love to know more about specifically the kind of pictures you want to share and how to make them work. It is an area, like, I have to be completely honest, because I'm not a super colourful person, I've not got the practical experience of doing this myself. So it's probably why there's that gap in the notes, and you've noticed that, like, a lot of the feeds I've covered aren't super colourful, because that's probably a gap in my knowledge. So I need to learn from you guys. I need to learn from where the struggles are so that I can help you figure it out, and then we can update the course notes and make sure we're helping other people who are rainbow joy. Francis says, more of you painting. I'd love to see your palette. Look at Katie Jade Dobson. Yeah, like you painting, you at work, the same stuff we keep talking about, right? Your mess, your behind the scenes, a lot of this is beautifully considered staged work, but the same stuff of like this here, like seeing your palette is such an amazing glimpse. Like, I bet your jar of paintbrushes at the end of the day is a rainbow joy of delight. I bet, like, the mess you create, like the smudges on your apron, the stuff that's in your hair by the end of the day, I bet it's all glorious. Show us all of it, and once we see it as well, we can look at like if it's not working, if it's not harmonizing with your feed, we can think about how to make it work, if that's like a different way of planning, a different way of like alternating, a different way of editing, there will be a way. Anna says alternate between a super colorful and a less colorful image. Yeah, so easy to do. You could like, you know, choose white as your background and be like all color white with color, all color white with color, and just have that rhythm going, and then easily you've got so many options there. Okay, Sarah, I hope that's helpful, and I hope to other people struggling with that it's helpful, but do come back to me on this. We need to keep talking about this. I want your help to make sure that you're getting all the answers here in the class for the colourful people. Hopefully I will see most of you tomorrow for our styling workshop. So looking forward to it. Go and find all those bits and pieces. Find them in your colours if you can. So if you're a colourful person, I want colourful notebooks, colourful cups, colourful diaries, colourful blankets, the works. Pile it all up next to you, and we'll see you at 11 o'clock tomorrow on Zoom. Sarah, Rebecca's also said, look at Caroline Gruner. She is a pink lady and she does it beautifully. Just because I'm not sure if you'll see the comments afterwards. Okay, everyone, thank you so much. Have an awesome rest of your day, and yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. End sharing. This is always the long bit, isn't it?